have a quorum.
Okay. Well, let's bring this meeting to order of the Amador Air District Board of Directors. Would you mind standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I still say I've said the Pledge of Allegiance more than I have since grammar school. Approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Okay, Anetta was first.
Okay, I'll second then.
Axel second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 6. How many people are we missing?
3.
We're missing 4.
4. 604. Okay. On to public matters not on the agenda, discussion items only, no action will be taken. Any person may address the board at this time upon any subject within the jurisdiction of Amador Air District Board of Directors. However, any matter that requires action may be referred to staff and or committee for a report and recommendation for possible action at a subsequent board meeting. It's the flood of people here. Okay. On to administrative matters. First item up is minutes.
Move approval of the minutes with minor corrections.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Director Forrester, second by Director Crew. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 604. We're on to Fetcher and Company Air District Audit Presentation. Discussion on possible action.
Good afternoon, board members. Herminia Perry, Air Pollution Control Officer. Here, the district went through their two-year audit for years 21, 22, and I have Sandy Supp from Fetcher and Company on Zoom to do a presentation on the findings and recommendations.
Good afternoon. Can everyone hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon. So we're pleased to have the opportunity to audit the district again for these 2 years. And, everything went smoothly and everything appeared to be in good order. So I guess I'd like to bring up the financial statements themselves. I'd like to share my screen. Is that possible? Or
I think on your end, Sandy, just click on share screen. Yeah.
Okay. 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 Can everyone see it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'd like to start at page 1, which is our opinion letter, we call it. And basically, this is the result of the audit. And we issued a clean opinion, as we state in this first section here. So we didn't have any findings, and all the books seemed appear to be in good order. So so that's probably the most important thing. And then going on, this letter just goes to it explains the auditor's responsibility and management's responsibility, and then explains what's in the report. So basically, looking at the statement in net position, just comparing the 2 years, I guess that, you know, the largest swings were the cash was high in 2021. I think that's because you received revenue from, was it the Carl Moyer grant, or And then you did not use that until, you did not spend that money until 2022, so that's why that decreased significantly. And then that was the only large difference on the statement of net position. And then in the statement of activities, I'd like to go to the fund statements to look at that. Basically, it's the income statement. So here it shows the revenues and the expenditures. And here again, if you look at this in 2021, there was this huge, large grant, or actually, I think it was a couple of grants that came in, and then it was down significantly. And then the opposite is true for the expenditures right here for services and supplies. This was only 106,000 in 2021. And then here again, I think this is where this revenue was spent down. And that this was, I believe, for the electric school bus project. So I think that those are basically the highlights of from what I can see the 2 years. And then the rest of the report just are notes to the financial statement. So I guess I'd just like to open it up to questions at this point. Are there any questions?
Any questions from the board?
So I kind of skimmed it, but it looks like everything is in order.
Okay.
I'd agree. Is that,
all right. And
is that correct?
Yeah, everything is in order. Yeah.
No irregularities or anything like that, okay?
No, we did not find any irregularities.
Okay.
Anything from the other board members?
And just to put it on record, the change is because of the school district, the electric school bus that we bought. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How's that been working out up country?
It's been working out great. We haven't had a single complaint from the school district.
I heard from somebody that it couldn't handle the hills.
It could handle the hills.
I haven't heard any complaints from the drivers behind, so that's I think that's the most important thing.
Okay,
and
I did hear
the other report that I'd like to point out, it's actually a required communication letter, and this is a letter that, as I said, it is required communication between the auditor in the auditee, and so this just it's pretty much standard verbiage here. Significant audit matters. It discusses some of the estimates that we need, and right now all of your capital assets are fully depreciated, so you have a zero value of capital assets. Other than that, the net pension liability basically is reported. It's a percent of the county's liability, and that's, of course, because the district doesn't have a separate actuarial report, so they have to use the county's report. So other than that, it's just standard verbiage for the rest of the letter. So are there any questions on that letter?
Any questions? Nope, no questions. Well, back to the board. Since we have nobody public, we have nobody on Zoom. Can I call for a motion to approve this audit presentation?
I'd make a motion we accept the audit for 21-22 as presented.
Second.
Okay, I heard Bob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, 6-0-4.
Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Pleasure
Thank
working
you.
With you again.
Thank you.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're on to Wood Stove Reduction Incentive Program Participation Resolution 23-02. This is an action item.
This is an action item. So we have the Wood Stove Reduction Incentive Program and Resolution 23-02. Back in 2017, the California Air Resources Board started a wood stove reduction incentive program, and they had a contract or with CAPCOA. So CAPCOA, the California Air Pollution Control Officers Association, would take the grant, and then they would disperse it to the districts. Back then, it was the APCO's judgment that the Air District didn't have the staff or the time to take on this program. Placer County decided to take it on for us, and they ran it for us for 2017 until now. On January 1st of 2023, they terminated their MOU so that they could focus on their responsibilities and their programs in their county. Although the number of staff hasn't changed in the Air District, I do think it is necessary that I at least try to take on the program with the resources that we have. It is a state program, so there is a lot of requirements, a lot of reporting that we have to do. We've met up with El Dorado, and they provided all the documentation that they were using, so we don't have to start from scratch. Lots of the paperwork involves verifying if people are low income or if they live in disadvantaged communities and stuff like that. So that will be a little bit time consuming, but I think we have all the necessary information and the reports and everything. El Dorado is willing for this program, we do have to have contracts in line and signed with the retailers. I'm hoping that it is at your discretion that we allow, if we participate, that we allow the residents of Amador County to go out of county into El Dorado and purchase their wood stoves if that's an option for them. We only have one retailer here in the county, which is Sierra Hearth and Home, and they were part of the program as well for El Dorado. So we have their contract. It would just change out their names. And one of the reasons why I think it's important that we allow people to purchase outside of Amador County is because it's a state program, there's time restrictions on it. So from the time you put in your application, it gets approved, and you install the wood stove, it has to be like a 30 to 45 day process. If we only allow residents in Amador County to purchase in Amador County from Sierra Hearth and Home, there might be a backup and they might not be able to meet that window. So I've talked to El Dorado, and they haven't had any issues with the retailers that they were working with in their county, and they said that they would be more than willing to allow to use us as well. If we don't disperse and go through the whole grant amount, which is right now approximately $151,000, then in my resolution I did put the caveat that we are allowed to return that money back to a different district so that they could utilize the money. That just gives us the opportunity to be able to not have to send it back to the state and still get it utilized. Wood stove smoke is one of our biggest contributors here in pollution, air pollution, so if we could do more replacements of these stoves, I think it would help the county a lot. So my recommendation is authorize the APCO to enter into agreement for the management of the CARB CAPCOA wood stove reduction incentive program and approve chair to sign resolution 2302.
Okay, back to the board.
I am not going to support this time. The intent of this program is to lower emissions, and then they take out a class of people just because they make too much money. It's the way the state works. I'm just not going to support that philosophy this time.
Okay.
I would have liked to have got into this program. I talked to county council, and he advised me not to because of sitting as a decision maker, but I just think it's wrong. The intent of the program is to lower emissions, but then they put in all these caveats that really make it distasteful to me.
Yeah. For this program, low income and disadvantaged communities get a bigger incentive. And, you know, anybody could join, anybody could participate, but the incentive amount reduces, like, to $500, you get a reduction of it, versus if you're low income, you could get up to $25,000 to $4,000.
Maybe it's just sitting on this end of the board. I'm more inclined to
no. All right, you should have moved over here. Your name tag.
All the money that's available came from everybody.
It's from the state budget.
So why should we exclude anybody? You know,
because it's a state program.
If we have a state program, if you know we're cutting out of a group of people, we're not going to be taken care of. So there is that.
Herminia?
Yes, sir.
So is this going to, would this go effective next fiscal year, or would it be this year? And if so, if it's this year, is there a budget change here? Would this require two-thirds majority or whatever?
So the states, their numbers, their fiscal years never match our fiscal year. So according to the new guidelines, this is for year 21-22. We wouldn't implement it. They don't see, contracts aren't going to be signed until, if anything, not before June 30th of this year. So this money we probably won't see until the end of the year, if we're lucky, or at the beginning of next fiscal year. I don't anticipate the amount changing, just because this is the only way it's going to change will be if a district drops out and they don't participate in the program, then their money gets rearranged and dispersed among the districts that are already participating. So if that's, but when I put the budget together and when I put this memo together, that was the last draft that we had gotten with the districts already. Everybody on that list had already said yes. So all the districts that didn't want to participate weren't included. So I don't anticipate that line item changing.
So this would then be part of next year's budget then, right?
It would be fiscal years, yeah, 23-24.
So there's no issue then regarding a two-thirds majority?
I don't think so, no.
On the other hand, if I moved to Comanche, I'd be eligible because I'd be in a disadvantaged community.
You would be in according to their map, Comanche is not a disadvantaged community.
According to their rules, it says eligibility as a resident of a disadvantaged or low-income community. Comanche is low-income. Water Agency did a survey,
okay.
and got them in the category of disadvantaged.
Oh, okay. The map that they gave us for this program, they're not. We were actually looking at it.
So they use their own rules, too. Then.
Yeah.
So how many people typically utilize this program in the county?
So last year, El Dorado right now is working up on closing out the last couple of projects, but they went through more than $50,000. So it's been heavily used.
How many stoves would that purchase, you think?
I didn't get a number of it, but it was probably anywhere between 20 plus.
Those are very expensive.
Yes, the stoves are expensive.
Probably 8 to 10.
The downside to this program is not only did the state decide, okay, well, we're going to lower it to low income or disadvantaged, but they also changed their guidelines, and so now they are only allowing 4 types of wood stoves to be able to participate in this program. So you have heat pumps, you have pellet stoves, wood stoves with a catalytic burner, and what's my other one? Hybrid. Hybrid. No propane. They don't allow propane. That was one of the reasons.
But isn't this more likely than going to tell people to just say forget it and then not use one of these more efficient, less polluting alternatives?
Correct.
Now, we send a message to the state that we don't like it and we don't like all the paperwork that you have to do with the program.
Well, why don't we send them a letter? We can do that as a...
Well, we could send them a letter as a board.
You know, I don't mind.
Okay.
Could send them a letter and say, take your grant and shove it.
Well, You may not
Are you
want
volunteering
to, say
that. To write the letter, Richard?
I would.
Yes.
He
All
does
right.
a great job on that letter.
It's,
so
it's very therapeutic.
Be careful what you ask for.
just use kinder words.
You know, maybe we better have Pat write the letter.
don't say they should be investigated, okay?
Sometimes that kind of wording gets your point across just fine.
Yeah.
Furthermore.
Yeah.
And furthermore.
Well, if they don't get feedback, I mean, how are they going to know?
Right.
So.
Well, I'm going to call for a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion then to approve staff's recommendation and also allow Director Forrester to write a strongly worded letter to, I guess it's CARB.
No, it depends how the vote is.
Or CAPCOA.
Write the letter to accompany it.
Okay, well, we could then do another motion.
All right, so
be brought back at the next meeting.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
So
we moved.
5-1.
So we moved.
4. So we moved to approve your program, but also write a letter.
Okay.
No, that wasn't part of the motion. No.
I put that in.
I'm not writing the letter because if the board's for it, that doesn't make any sense. I would write a letter individually maybe, but not because the letter would represent me, not the board. The board's vote was 5-1.
Okay.
So somebody else can write the letter if they want to, but what are you going to say? We voted for it, but we're really against it.
Well, you can point out what the shortcomings of it.
I would say there's 5 members of this board that
actually
were weak on this issue.
I was going to maybe give you a no, but now I don't know if I want to give you a no.
Want me to write it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we'll go to suspend.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to read his letter. You might get.
Can I give a no on that? So make it.
It'll be
4-2?
4-2.
Oh, it's looking better
Still
all the
approves.
Time. We need one more.
Well, but there's 4 absent. How does that?
Well, we just need
just a majority.
A majority of the vote.
Simple majority.
Okay, which is a present. Okay. All right.
Don't feel pressured. Don't PC up.
Okay.
But I'm changing it now. Now
what is
that's
like,
what did you know? Or
was that a secret hint? Secret
that was like what my 5-year-old
I'll
does to
my
me.
Vote to no.
I mean, that's hardly a tacit.
Okay, we're
wait,
broke
wait.
Even 3-3.
Okay,
now wait.
Oh boy,
3-3.
Bob just changed his vote.
Bob changed his vote.
Yep.
What is this? You guys, you know, you come out one way and then.
Well, after discussion, you should be able to change your mind if you want. When you're
supposed to discuss it first, then take the vote.
We've discussed it during two.
So now you want the letter to be written to?
No, it failed.
That's fine.
You have to make your own motion then.
I'll write the letter. I'll run it by
the. No, board. There's no letter. There's no letter.
The motion said there
no,
was.
He. The motion failed. There is no approval for a letter.
Oh, okay.
He talked us out of it.
Good. I'll send a message. Hopefully.
Okay. So there's no wood reduction incentive program for Amador County.
All right.
On to the next item, October 2023, meeting change.
So the APCO is going to be on vacation the week of October 17th because it falls under fall break for the kids. So I am asking if we could select a new date to reschedule our October meeting. I have the options of Tuesday, October 10th at 1:30 and Tuesday, October 31st at 1:30. The only thing with the October 10th meeting is that you guys or the Board of Supervisors has a meeting that same day. So I don't know if sometimes your meetings may run longer. I don't know if you want to stack it on top or the 31st is open.
If we have it on the 31st, we have to have a party, too.
We do.
Yeah,
I could
see
Halloween
that. It's Halloween on the
31st. Yeah.
31st is wide open.
I'll dress up like a member of the Air Board.
Don't worry, Richard, you're scary enough as is.
I just should do it on the 10th, to tell you the truth, because...
Me too, I'm already here.
I don't mind.
But what if we go over in the board meeting?
Well, it's like a time-sensitive thing. It just, the next thing will have to wait.
Our board meetings have not been going past 11:30.
Except for the budget.
Okay,
so everybody in agreement on the 10th?
I like the 10th myself.
Okay. Perfect.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Need a letter for that?
No, I think me saying it's the 10th will be just fine.
So, Bob, now that we've taken a vote, do you want to...
Okay, on to draft budget 2023-2024, discussion and possible action.
All right. Well, the budget hasn't changed much from similar budgets in the past. I've tried to keep the revenues and the project expenses, you know, to even out, still trying to eat a little bit of the our reserve. This year it's a little bit different. I did go on the conservative side just because we are losing revenue from losing Ampine. That's probably going to take about 30 grand away from our budget. So there is a little bit of money that projected right now is going to go back into our reserves. So it will increase our reserves, but I think we should that should be okay just because, again, that revenue that we're losing from Ampine is big. So the smoke line items that I want to go over are the community projects, which is line item 54120. We are budgeted at $161,813. That the wood smoke reduction bin program is going to stay the same. The electric vehicle charging stations, I did up that from this fiscal year to, which was 60,000, to our next fiscal year to 76. I want to open that program up to all the businesses and agencies here in Amador County. Hopefully we could get more takers rather than just opening it and allowing the five incorporated cities to participate in it. So I want to do 75% of total cost, not to exceed $15,000 per project. And I want to invest in advertising. I don't think we've done enough of that. I believe that our county doesn't know about it as much as they should. So if I could do banners, if I could do publications in the newspaper, do radio station ads that gets the word out that we have funding for charging stations, maybe I'll pick up a little bit more. The other thing that's new on the budget that I want to take a stab at is I want to do a wildfire outreach program, which will include a workshop, advertising, and PPE equipment. And that is for when we have wildfires. We're bound to have them, maybe not in our county, but in neighboring counties. And every year that we have them, it's almost like a let's react. We're not, you know, we're... Okay, we need to coordinate with public health. We need to coordinate with OES, but we don't have a plan in place. There's no policy. If I'm not here, David doesn't know what to do. There's nothing that this is our policy. This is how we do it. So I want to be able to put together a workshop, get all the agencies, OES, public health, the school districts, us, and sit together and come up with a policy, come up with a plan of when, who does the press releases. In the past, I've worked with public health and we've done joint releases, but it's always a phone tag of, okay, are you gonna do it or am I gonna do it? So I think having a good policy in place would be good. The PPE equipment, I wanna purchase N95 masks to be able to hand out to the public if they need it, and especially in the communities that get most affected by the wildfire smoke. I want to put together their box fans that a homeowner or the schools can put in their classroom or put in smaller rooms where they help clean the air in that room. And some people may not have the ability to go out and buy the fan and buy the filters. I want to be able to have some on hand to where we could pass them out to those that really do need it.
So is it a box fan or is it an air filter? Because there are air filters.
Yes, so it's a homemade device and it's a box fan. And the fan sits on top of the filters, and there's four filters. And when you turn it on, it sucks in, the filters suck in all the contaminant, so it cleans the air.
So how's that? I mean, why don't we just get them one of those filter machines?
The scrubbers?
Well, yeah, they have these. You can buy, like, a filter thing.
You can. They're a lot more expensive.
Are they more expensive?
They are. Okay. This was put on by, the invention came out from a student at UC Davis, and the public health nurse actually emailed me the link to it, and it's called the Cordy Brother, I can't think of the name, but the public health really recommends it. So I think if we have money in our budget to where, but again, it costs about $100, $150 to put together a whole unit, and we could help do it that way, it would be great for our community. I did take out the Green Vehicle Police Incentive Program, where we were helping the police stations purchase a pursuit car or a hybrid car. The City of Ione got theirs, and the City of Jackson and the City of Sutter Creek have been struggling to be able to find one. We've been rolling over this budget for the last 2 years. I've emailed them to let them know that at the end of June 30th, the money was going to be gone, and I haven't received a confirmation from them on the status of it. So I did take out that money.
I talked to Chief Mindrup about that last night after I talked to you.
Okay. Okay. The next line item that I have a breakdown for is special projects, line item 54712. Which is budgeted at $139,000. It's $80,000 for our next round of CCAD participants. Five projects at $16,000 each. Approximately $34,000 from our small lawn equipment rebate program, which is a rollover of the remaining funds from this fiscal year. That number will decrease by $1,000. Maybe $2,000 by the end of the fiscal year, just because we are still getting more and more applications. I also added money to start a school small lawn equipment rebate program in the amount of $25,000. I want to work with the school district and all their different sites to try to replace their leaf blowers or their weed eaters that are all gas powered, and we could buy them, we could replace them with electric equipment. They're a lot quieter, and I think it would help the school district with that.
Do you mean electric or battery powered?
Whatever they choose. I would choose battery powered because they're not going to carry the cord, but yes. And the next one was the state aid, which is the Carl Moyer wood stove and grants. So I had budgeted $228,344. $50,000 of this is the Carl Moyer or farmer grants. Again, that money, I don't know if we ever get a grant or not. It just, I get notified that there was a awarded project, so that's just fill-in money so that if we do get one, there's money in the budget for it. And then we'll take out the 168 for the wood stove since we're not participating in it. And then $10,000 is from our prescribed fire grant that we get. The other big change in the budget that you guys will notice was I did keep the money in for a replacement car for the Air District. Both of our vehicles are over 10 years old. We had money in the budget for this fiscal year. I didn't pull the plug on it to do it this fiscal year. I just felt that it wasn't the right time. But I do think now that things are picking up, I am also driving my vehicle a lot more now that COVID has sort of gone away. All my meetings are now in person, so I've been doing a lot more driving with my vehicle. I want to start a vehicle replacement rotation policy as well, so that we know when and we can forecast in our budget when we're going to replace our vehicles.
Is that in the budget here or no? Or is that going to be in the new budget?
It's in the fiscal year 23-24 is to replace one vehicle. And
is that what line item is?
That is line item 51700. So if you look at your expense sheet.
I see, 51,500.
What year vehicle do you have now, and about how many miles are on it?
So the Jeep that I drive is a 2012, and it has 70,000 plus miles on it. We have a 2010 Ford Escape, and that one has over 100,000. So the plan would be to replace the Ford Escape, keep the Jeep, come up with our policy of rotation, and in 2 years, maybe 3 years, replace the Jeep, and then at that time have both vehicles in that policy of, you know, keeping them for X amount of time and then replacing them.
Yeah, the Ford Escape probably doesn't, I don't think that'd last forever anyway.
So then the other change that you'll see that was significant was for my meetings and conferences, so line item 52910. I am part of the CAPCOA board now, so I've been attending the board meetings every month in Sacramento. They do have two of their meetings, the January retreat and their August meeting are both held in San Diego. The January retreat one I could do virtually. That one I don't need to go. The August one would be when they do their meeting, would be a good one to go to. I also, the conferences that we go to, so they have three conferences. They do the fall and spring membership conference, and they do a rural section conference that we attend. All conferences are very important. All the districts go to them, very informative. I must say that before joining the CAPCOA board, lots of the items that they would discuss would go over my head, and lots of them is for larger districts and medium districts. But I know it. Like, you know, now we just had our rural section meeting in April, and I went to it, and I knew everything. I knew everything that they were talking about. I wasn't the district that was in the boat, was on this side of the fence. There's lots of districts there that, well, what's this? What's funding? What's, you know, what type of programs? Why? I don't get that. We are putting Amador back on the list. Like, people now, again, recognize Amador. They acknowledge that we're here. And so what I'm getting out of them, I find it extremely valuable.
Hermione, I have a question going back to the vehicle replacement.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked into hybrids?
Yes.
And what, is there a Jeep hybrid?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
There isn't a Jeep. No, I wouldn't. No.
Why wouldn't we basically practice what we preach here?
Right. I was thinking that, too. Why don't we get a Prius?
Well, we can hold up traffic everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Well,
they don't go that slow.
Priuses have get up and go.
We haven't decided what we're going to replace the vehicle with.
As the board is kind of going here,
it will be
a hybrid.
Yes, it will. Yes, okay. And that's why the price went up. So
a hybrid SUV doesn't really save you much. I had one.
You know that
I was going to say that the 55 grand seems a little bit high price-wise.
So I
was going to ask you about that.
I don't think so.
That was the cheapest one.
Not much of a car anymore for under 50 grand.
Yeah, I asked Danielle from GSA to send me a spreadsheet of what the government ones cost, and on average they were around the 48s, 50s, 52s.
Hmm.
So I based that, since I haven't gone out to dealers to talk to them about it. That's where I based my base price off of.
But there's a problem here. I thought we're going green. Everything was going to be more plentiful and cheaper in life, and it seemed like it's going the other way.
Well, I could have gone all electric if you guys would have installed the chargers out here.
You've got the money.
I know, but they didn't want it.
Can we give the county here, like?
I tried.
30 grand?
Well, not 30, but I tried giving you guys 15.
John Hopkins was against it because basically it would take up three parking.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
parking spaces.
Yeah, so.
But we don't have three to give. We have one.
There's all that parking on the that side of the building over there.
Just park under the solar and feel free.
Yeah, I mean, we could have it under the solar there. Maybe we could hook it right in directly.
So, and then those are the only big.
Well, maybe we should have a board decision on that rather than staff's decision.
On what part, Frank?
On the on whether we put a charging station here at the county building.
I don't have a problem having a charging station if we can talk to John and figure out a spot here that works. But if you're going to put, kind of like if you're going to put one in, yep, seems like you should have at least two.
At the time that we, because he did reach out to me and I did tell him we had grant money available to him, that we had 15 grand available. they were still working on putting that new panel because of the solar panels, and either time lapsed and he didn't want to go through it, and the loss of spaces, he just said no.
Well, why don't you reach out to him again and
okay. See
where what we can possibly do, because this may change your mind on your vehicle.
Well, we're not totally losing spaces because they have to park a car there, right, to charge it. I mean, our CAO will probably take advantage of it.
He does have a Tesla.
But this wouldn't be a... Well, that's the question, is it, would it be a free item, or would it be a, you know, free charging or a charge charging?
Well, there's the chargers, you pay. It's, you know, I had this in my APCO update, but I was talking to Bruce Sherrill from Amateur City, and he's like, you don't expect people to give you free gas, so why would you expect people to give you free electricity? So people that have the cars are in the knowing that they're going to have to pay for it.
No, it's just that the cheaper ones that I saw up there that we put up at the Amateur Hotel, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you plug in and you get free electricity.
Really? He's not charging?
That's just the cheaper version of. As soon as you get the ones that have the computer update, the computer does everything, that then costs more than the money that we're working with.
Okay. And when the time comes, I will bring back at future board meetings, you know, our plan for a new vehicle or, you know, a more open electric vehicle charging station program that maybe at that time the county might be more interested in participating in it than they were a couple of years ago, so.
I would give you some advice to work with the chair and have him in your meetings with John Hopkins.
Okay.
For money of the small lawn equipment rebate program for the school, did they approach you about that? Or?
No, I did. I went to them. We asked what type of equipment they have, and they were totally on board. I know that the Jackson Elementary, they have a few of them already, and the staff there says that it's a lot quieter when they're doing all the landscaping outside and they're having class. They don't have to listen to that loud noise of the weed eaters or the blowers. So the maintenance guy from the school district was very, very on board to go and do it. We haven't met with them. We're thinking after this meeting, if it's okay with you guys, then we'll meet up with them and see what sites would be interested in doing it. Ideally, I would like to supply all the sites. So there's three junior highs, three high schools, and six elementary schools that I would like to get in touch with and supply them all with electric-powered lawn equipment.
Okay. Well, do we have a motion to approve our draft budget for 2023-2024?
So moved.
Who was that? I'm sorry. Okay.
Second.
Under the question.
Yes, sir.
The package you were going to put together for the schools and for other places during fire events with
us.
My question there was, would we normally get reimbursed some of that expense through OES. But if we purchase them ahead of time, there's no reimbursement.
Only if it's considered an emergency. I haven't had much experience trying to get reimbursed from OES. We haven't had any incidents that have required us to go through that route. So
you might want to talk to, I don't have a problem with it. I'm looking at the reimbursement side. It doesn't look like we were being reimbursed. So you might want to talk to Jeff.
Yep.
Bilotti, our OES coordinator.
Mm-hmm. He came into the office the other day, and I stopped him, and I mentioned this to him. And
see what he thinks about it.
Okay. At our workshop, I would be more than happy to do that. And I think that's my whole purpose behind this workshop is to come up with something like that and to be able to, and like you say, Jeff might be able to say, no, we could reimburse you for that portion of it.
Yeah.
And so
I think it sounds like a great program, and it'd be good to have that stuff available rather than have to wait for it.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. That'd be 604. APCO's update.
So we have the Green Waste Voucher and Neighborhood Bend programs. The Green Waste Voucher, we started in the month of April, and April was a little bit slow. We didn't hand out nearly as many vouchers as I thought we would, but I think that had to do a lot with the weather. We were still getting snow. The week that we were up there handing them out, there was a huge snowstorm, rainstorm, everything, you name it, it was up there. But we still got a couple, we got maybe about 100 dispersed during April. The month of May really picked up. Within the first hour, I had already dispersed 100 vouchers. And so we got rid of all of them. People really appreciate our program. They were expecting it. They were happy to see it again. They say that it's very helpful to them. The Neighborhood Bend program will be starting up next week with our first neighborhood. This year we have 6 neighborhoods participating in it. The electric vehicle charging station update, like I mentioned earlier, I have met with Amador City's council member Bruce Schrill, and he is on board to try to move this program on and actually get it done. He has gotten a quote from ChargePoint and was in the process of speaking to an electrician to see what other steps he needed to do. He has the perfect spot for these chargers, and he is very gung-ho about getting it done.
Where does he want to put it over there?
There's a parking lot right next to the fire station on Main Street that he actually owns, and he is willing to put it there. It's open year-round. I think he only closes it 2 days out of the year for maintenance, and then it's open the whole year, and it's open to all the public. I did try to make sure that came across, that if the Air District was going to provide the incentive and the grant money, that it did need to be open and available to everybody. And he's like, yeah, there's no problem with that.
That'd be a great location.
It would be, yes. There's an electrical box right there. The trenching, there would be hardly any trenching, so that's what he was going to go last Monday to go talk to the electrician. As a side note, he is our new council member for our board. Susan Bragstad has stepped down, so he is taking her spot. And then just your financials, that's all I have.
Any questions? Okay, our next meeting is August 15th at 1:30. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you so much.